Thank you for holding. Is this Amanda?
It is.
Hi, Amanda. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a busy day, but a good problem, I guess.
There you go.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
She did.
Okay. I'm going to send over some text messages so we can go over the pricing structures and everything. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, if they pop up, fire them at me.
Okay.
Well, I've been doing it a long time, but we try to be a one-stop shop for you. So Tara's trying to get me to approve what's called a platinum bundle, where we'll build your website for you, get you a custom website design. That way you're not missing that, because your competitors definitely have the website and a lot more reviews and other things that we got to kind of work on in order to maximize the benefit of the service.
Okay.
Okay, let me see what we could do here. All right, let's go. Okay, platinum, save, and send. Okay. Yeah, so I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this isn't so much the website. It's that we have a position available for electricians in your area. Have you ever looked for an electrician in your area before?
No, I hadn't needed to.
Yeah, like I could do it myself. No. I understand that for sure. I try to do everything DIY, you know, and then once it fails, then
right.
I start making phone calls.
I definitely searched other things. I just haven't searched electricity.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the Google search result is usually kind of similar no matter what you're looking for. There's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three top recommended companies right next to it. It'll have like their name, address, phone number, reviews, little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are, a link to their website. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. The reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have a listing available within your area for your industry, and you made it onto the qualified candidates list for the placement. But we're actively looking to fill it. We're basically going down the list just looking for one company to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category, so we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that provides these services unless, you know, one of the ones up there discontinues or relocates to another area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to put things into perspective so you could get an idea on what to expect. I don't know if anybody told you, but Google advertising has been the number one way for businesses to market for the last 17 years. And just in the last 30 days, within 50 miles of Brownsville, there's been 1,812 searches that fall within the electrical category. So I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, just to be realistic.
Or
yeah, or that you'd even want that kind of a problem, right? But you know,
right.
electric services is just one of up to 15 keywords that we could list you for. So, you know, the idea here is to get as many eyes on the business as possible each month, and that way you have a surplus of opportunities that you could just kind of cherry pick through and, you know,
right.
Say, hey, I'll take this or I won't take this. We don't want you ever sitting there twiddling your thumbs wondering where the next job's going to come through and keep you guys busy. Okay. Google doesn't even allow us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients, but with that kind of volume, you know, unless you're not answering your phone or you disconnect your line, it would be pretty hard to not get a consistent flow of clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know if you got that pricing page.
Yeah, I'm going to click on it.
Okay. You're going to see some big numbers in the beginning. Those ones are Platinum Premieres, so those ones aren't actually what's going to apply to you right now. Maybe after like 6 months, if you grow the company, get some more employees, you know, that could be something we could consider. But right now, we just want to focus on the local SEO and Facebook ads. So those are the ones, if you go down a little further, there's three different packages there, Essential, Pro, and Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually $299, $499, and $599.
A month?
Yeah, it's all month to month.
Okay.
no contract. But what Tara's asked me to do, she asked me to approve what's called a platinum package, because the platinum package comes with a custom website design. But what she wants me to do is reduce the rate to the essential package pricing structure. So you'd be getting the $5.99 package for $2.99 month to month without any kind of long-term contract or commitment. And then also she's asked me to waive your setup fee for you. So that's going to save you about $600 off the initial investment of getting everything up and running and verified. And then every month moving forward, it's going to save you another $300 because we'll actually lock that deal in for you.
For how many months?
As long as you're with us. It's
okay.
$299 month to month. So you're not binded to a contract, Amanda. You have to basically come back on your own each month.
Okay.
Yeah, that lets us know we're doing a good job. And that tells Google, obviously, we're doing a good job and making sure you're getting clients, because smart business owners not going to keep paying us each month unless they're seeing good ROI from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's month to month. It'd be exactly $299. There's no other charges. You don't have any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So at $10 a day, what your business is getting is a full custom website design, a first page placement on Google and Bing as a top option for up to a 50-mile radius and for 15 different keywords or services. You're also going to have a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. And then you have a popular directory submission that includes things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You're even on Amazon Alexa voice search results. So we'll have about 10 different ways of being able to generate a lead for your company. But 90% of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses. That's really the money maker. But I know with the website and then all these products and features combined, it'll turn us into like a one-stop shop for you at $10 a day instead of you having 100 different bills floating around or paying for every single lead, whether it actually turns into a job or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that should save you money. Go ahead.
Setting up the website. No, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. Yeah, the website's included, Amanda. So we'll actually buy the domain for you if you don't have one. We'll provide hosting for you as a part of that service. And then we'll also do all the content creation and graphic design with your input, of course, right? We have an interview process where we want to make sure that we get the picture that you envision for your company online.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's fully
customized. But then let's say if you decided to cancel it, you wouldn't lose that, right?
Yeah, we don't delete any of the stuff that we create for you at all. So all that would happen is you'd stop seeing yourself on the first page, like we'd stop doing the optimization that's keeping you up there. So obviously the amount of calls and job opportunities you guys get would decrease pretty dramatically when you cancel, but people will still be able to look up the company, you know, see your Google reviews, see your website, see all those listings that we created for you. That adds a lot of credibility to the business too. They're able to verify your company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we don't go in there and delete it. We just stop doing the optimization, move on, find another business like we're doing today. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I might try it.
You'll love it. I mean, I'm telling you, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's List, then you'll do great with this.
Well, I've signed up for Angie's List, and I'm going to be honest, I think I'm going to cancel it. It's just not really... I get a lead every single day, but I haven't made any money off of it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I call them, nobody answers, or they've already talked to somebody, and I'm like, this isn't doing me any good.
Yeah, Google tells us not to bash them. I've been working here a long time, though. I've worked with a lot of people who have used them, and everybody that we sign up that uses them, they almost always cancel within a month or two. And it's mainly the same reason Google doesn't want us to talk bad about them is actually the same reason why it's not good for people. Is they get their leads from Google, but they sell the lead to like four or five people. And they don't really disclose that with you. So you're buying a lead, and then it's like a scratcher at a gas station. You know, it's like, okay, I paid my fee, but what do I get out of it? You know, I got to call it and see what it is. And even if you don't get it, they still keep your fee. So a lot of times you're paying for leads throughout the year that didn't even amount to anything for the business.
Right. And I didn't really realize, I guess, when the guy was talking to me that it was going to be a pool of electricians. So
yeah.
You got to be the first one to get on there and then I guess I just didn't really realize that. I was like,
yeah, their listing on Google says like top 10 best electricians. And so it has you in a, and then the customer can't actually call you from there. They usually have them fill out a form unless they request to call you directly. But once they fill out that form, that's what they text over to you, and it'll go to like four or five other companies that are on that list. They charge all five of you the lead fee. That's how they make their money. So it might be like
they're
a $50
making,
lead.
That's what I was thinking. They're,
they're
making great money. This is business to be in right there.
Yeah, it's great for the homeowner, right? The homeowner's like, awesome. I get five free quotes, and I get to pick whichever one's the cheapest, you know. But on the other end, the business owners are all like fighting over it. But, you know, if we list you independently on the first page of Google, there's no middleman there. You see, it's your phone number. So that's why we're not charging you per lead or click or call. It's literally just the placement in itself. The customers can call you directly from there.
Oh, that's good.
Which is usually what they do. If somebody's sitting in the dark, they're just going to pull out their phone. You know, they have a real
problem. Right, exactly.
They're
going to hit the first one or the second one.
Yeah, so that's why I was saying. Yeah. I'm not telling you have to cancel, but it's really apples and oranges. If you want to compare them side by side, I've seen it time and time again. Google always prevails.
Yeah. I don't think I'm digging the whole Angie Leaves thing.
But I'm not telling you you have to do that. they record our conversation because we're a Google partner.
I'm
going to
give it a month.
Yeah, you're going to love
it. I'm going to give it a month after. I'm going to see what it does.
Okay, so let me create your Google business profile and get it verified. I think you actually have one already. We just got to verify it and then complete the optimization. But on the first page of Google, there's only one number that we could list. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, 901-438-8599.
Correct.
Okay, and what's your business email address, Amanda?
It is Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y.
Okay.
At SCL Electric.
SCLElectric.com. Okay. And your last name's long, right? You're Samuel's wife?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just to make sure. And then are you typically the one that handles, like, the phone calls and the client facing?
I do. I generally, if it's, you know, pass it off to my project manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's only going to be important if we end up doing, like, Google Guaranteed later. Like, if you want to do Google's pay-per-lead program, then they're going to want to background check anybody that goes out and actually meets face-to-face with the customers. But as of right now, this is just a local listing, so we won't have to worry about that. Okay. And then what's your business street address where they can send the Google verification letter, the little pin in the mail?
It is, oh, my gosh. Okay. 815.
Uh-huh.
Country Club Road.
Country Club Road. Sounds like my kind of place. You got a golf course right there?
There was. They turned it into, they sold it to the city, and then somebody bought it from them, and now it's a weekend. They have, like, yurts and fun things to do.
Boo.
Yeah, I was with the golf course, to be honest.
I'm like, I got kids too, but I'm like, hey, that's dad. They took away dad's fun and they gave it to the babies.
Exactly.
It's our sacred place.
It's all about money.
Yeah. No, I love golf. I've played the last 2 days. It's pretty bad. Man, I get so addicted.
Oh,
we had President's Day yesterday.
Well,
we're a Google partner. We're right next to Google, so we're calling you from Southern California. It's pretty sunny here year round. Yeah, I play golf year round. Okay.
Well, we're getting ready for a snowstorm tonight.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I can't stand the snow. I go there for fun every now and then, but I don't want it to be against my will, you know?
I want it to be on my terms.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I'm there, it's because I want to be there. Otherwise, no. I live only like a mile from the beach, so it's pretty, worst we get is a little bit of rain.
Right. I just got home from Mexico Monday and
nice.
80 degrees. This
yeah.
Great.
That's crazy. So when I played on Sunday, one of my best friends, he lives in Oahu now. And he's like a childhood friend. I've known him since I was like 5. But he came. He was in Cabo all last week, and then he had like a day and a half layover. Like he landed on Saturday at like 5, and then he took off at like 6 o'clock on Sunday night. So we met up on Sunday morning and just played golf all day for his like layover.
Oh.
Yeah, but he was in Cabo.
Nine.
Yeah, it was insane. Oh. He was sending me all these pictures in Cabo, and the whales were like right on the beach. It was a good day though.
God, man, I would love to be in Cabo right now.
Yeah, what part of Mexico did you go to?
We went to Cozumel.
Oh, Cozumel. Okay.
Cozumel.
Yeah.
It was great. Don't get me wrong.
Beautiful. Yeah. Still beautiful. It's good to get away every now and then. Okay.
It is, especially in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mexico stays pretty nice for the most part. I think he was saying it was like 65, 70 all week.
Oh, yeah. When we were there last week, it was like 75 to 80.
Wow. Yeah, that's nice. That's like ideal for me.
Yeah.
Not too hot when I'm getting burnt. Yeah, you know. Okay, so I got your address here. They're going to send a pin out. They said the pin will take about 5 to 7 days for you to get it in the mail. I'll try to express it and get it there faster, or see if we could do a phone verification to kind of bypass that. But did you want me to hide your address or leave it displayed online?
I would prefer it hidden because my office is in my home.
Okay. I gotcha. So it'll still say Brownsville, Tennessee, 38012, but the actual street address will be hidden, and they won't be able to get any turn-by-turn directions to you.
Perfect.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, our hours are 7 to 4, but I don't know. What did you say? What do most people put?
So for me, I like electrical because there's like this emergency services category. So I wouldn't say to change it from 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, but just to make sure that the phone call or the phone line is always open because there's a little red-green icon there, I would add 24/7 emergency services. So that way they'll still call you at any time or still can call you at any time. It's up to you if you want to accept the work, but if it is after hours, you can always charge them an emergency service fee.
Okay, yeah.
You know, just, hey, you want me to get you out of the work or out of the dark at 6 o'clock? I can help you, but I'm going to charge you a little more.
It's going to be a little extra.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah. Usually they're pretty understanding of that. And then, so 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, and then 24/7 emergency services available. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and just to get an idea on your capacity, how many employees do you have?
I have 7 W-2s and 2 1099s.
Okay, so 9. What would you say your maximum capacity is, like as far as amount of jobs that you guys can work per day?
Per day?
Yeah.
I'd say 3.
Or per week?
We've done 4, but...
Okay. 3 to 4.
Yeah, we've done 4, but we do a little better with 3.
So 15 to 20 a week. I'll say 3 to 4 a day or 15 to 20 a week capacity.
Yeah.
Okay. That way if you get overwhelmed, kind of... Yeah, obviously, it's definitely going to depend. That's why it's kind of a rough number. You know, you get a general number, but obviously, if we could see there's like a clear overflow, we can kind of get in there and help navigate some of that traffic away, especially if you're getting booked for like long periods of time. Okay, let's go ahead and update.
That'd be great.
Yeah, easily doable. I mean, the longer you do this, the bigger your pipeline gets. You'll have like the reoccurring people combined with the new people consistently coming in. You know, it should keep you guys pretty consistent. But if you need more, you know, we could always do like those ads campaigns or like the Google Guarantee campaigns, like those premier packages. I don't think you'll need that anytime soon just because it's a fairly small company for the most part. But, yeah, we could always cross that bridge if you do hire a couple other people or you're looking to expand and you want some more traffic, we could definitely do that.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to want to interview you in order to customize the website and then also customize your campaign. So the interview questions are going to consist of things like the services you provide, the areas that you cover, and then you know, we'll get the domain and get a general idea on how you want this site to look and represent the business. But usually these calls, they take about 30 to 45 minutes. We ask for an hour window to get it completed, just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I can fit you in today. I could also do tomorrow as well. What does your schedule look like?
All right, let me look real quick. I've got a Zoom coming up here in a minute.
Okay, yeah, we're almost done with the setup, but the appointment's really important as far as customizing everything.
Sure, yeah. I've got a phone call at 11:30 tomorrow. Could you do tomorrow, like after, I think it's a 30-minute phone call.
Tomorrow.
Anytime afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah. So I'll schedule you tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow I have 9 to 10 available in the morning. That's the first one available, and that's Central Standard Time. And then I also have a 12 to 1 available. There's even a 10 to 11 as well.
Oh, let's do the 10 to 11.
Want to go 10 to 11? Okay.
Okay,
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation via your email, and then I will text you 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder, okay, and just to make sure it's still a good time. If something pops up or changes, you can always let me know, and then I'll call you, and we can reschedule it. But I want to get that going as soon as possible. I'm not a fan of wasting a day if we don't have to.
That's right.
Yeah, especially when it's month-to-month like this, you know, business owners. Don't play around. So, yeah, we try to get you guys some results long before the next bill rolls around, so that way you don't have a problem continuing to work with us. It's not all done in vain. Okay.
That's right.
All right, so I sent that calendar invitation out to you, Amanda. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
What's the best way to do it? You want, is it credit card? Or?
Yeah, usually people put it on a business card. So it could be like Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. But if you only have personal, we could use that as well. Still put the business name on there, and then that way the invoice still looks like a business expense, and you could write it off later.
I got a business card. I'm looking for it.
Okay. Let me make sure I add Samuel C. Long Electric LLC to this. Save. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that you gave me for the Google verification?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's 5393.
5393.
7900.
7900.
1009.
1009.
And 5354.
5354. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
325.
3 of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
788.
788. Okay. Just so you know, so the first month's payment is going to be processed today in the amount of $299 for the full Platinum Package service. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Today is February 18, 2025. When the term is completed, it's going to be set up to renew each month on the 18th day at the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up or change. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay, and if I do at any time want to cancel it, how do I cancel it? Just call or?
Yeah, you could just call in. I'm actually send everything in writing too. So stay on the line with me. You're going to get a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to have documented. And then it'll also have all of our contact information on there, my contact information, There's also a Google verification form that you'll need to fill out. It'll ask for any like license, insurance, business registration that you have, just so we can make sure that we're recommending a legitimate company on the first page. Okay, give me a second. And then there's also a tracking system too. So we'll be able to like track and prove to you every client that we're bringing in throughout the month, whether it be from Facebook or Google or Yelp. It'll give you a full breakdown and transparency so you know you're not wasting your marketing budget.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sit tight with me. I just processed the payment here. When it clears, it's going to automatically send these texts and emails to you. Okay, so it looks like the payment has cleared on my end. It is giving me a yellow error code. What does this mean? March 2025. Oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah, your card expires next month.
Yeah.
Gave me a yellow error message.
Oh, you got to put it on.
Yeah.
I don't have a new card.
Well, I mean, obviously you'll get one, but there is a lady named Tina in our payment recovery department. So if it does decline next month, then she'll be reaching out to you to gather the new billing information.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of just like canceling your service and taking you down and your business like losing out. We have a department that'll actually like contact a business owner and let them know what's going on, give them a chance. Yeah, we're not just gonna take it away from you and everything that you're working for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in there. Tina's awesome. I've actually worked with her for like 12 years. She's really cool. Yeah. I say cool like I'm a kid, huh? It's crazy.
Right.
It sounded weird coming out. I was like, oh, wow. How old are you? Yeah.
Somebody texted me that today. I sent them a text, and they texted me back cool, and I was like, what?
Huh? Yeah.
Different. Cool?
Yeah. I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, so cool and dude were like things that we used to say. But the older I get, the more it kind of gets taken out of my verbiage.
That's because the kids use whole different words. They do not use words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It totally shows the age, actually. Like, if I said cool, they'd be like, okay, this guy's like mid-30s.
Right, right. Exactly.
They just look at me like, yeah. Like, my kids, even, they're like, okay, yeah, that's not cool to say cool anymore.
No
cap.
My kids are like,
no cap. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah, exactly. Cap. I've heard that one too. Mine are pretty young, but I've heard that one too. Yeah, it's nuts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like Jesus, what am I in for? It's gonna be a whole different world here.
Oh yeah.
By the time they're adults, I'm not looking forward to it. I love my boys though. They're just a handful. You know, they're already too much.
Yeah.
They're 4 and 7, and it's just Yeah, it's a jungle. And it's crazy because they're already beating each other up and everything.
They're building character.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife's itty bitty. Like, I'm 6'2", but my wife's 5'1". And it's like, man, when I come in, my 7-year-old's almost as tall as her. And then they're just running around the house and she's just like, oh man, I'm not dealing with it.
Outnumbered.
Yeah. I'm like, you can have whatever you want, whenever you want. I'm like, look at it on the positive side. By the time you're in your 50s and 60s, you know, you got 3 boys to take care of you. Yeah, those 2 and me.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe the one nobody wants to mess with, and you can have whatever you want.
Love it.
All right. So I think everything's coming through on my end. I just want to make sure you got it. So you should see a couple of text messages in there. They've also been sent to your email. One of them is titled Terms, and it'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. There's another one with your username and password for the tracking system, so that way you can always check in on it and keep track of all the clients and customers we're generating for you. And then the other one is going to ask you to provide information for your Google verification. That's going to be in your email. That'll be easier to do in your email, to upload like license, insurance, business registration. If you're having any problems with it, Amanda, when you get into it later on, just call in. You know, we'll walk you through it. Sometimes people, if they're not super tech savvy, they'll struggle with that part just because it's asking you to like take a picture and then send it as a link to certain emails and things like that. So if you need help, we'll be able to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, just to assure you, like I have guys that are like 80 years old and they're, you know, great roofers. He's a great roofer. He's got this company for like 35 years. I'm like, Google hasn't even been around for 35 years, you know? But we help them. We make it work. You know, as long as you can answer the phone and take care of people and make sure you guys are doing a good job, then this will be great for you. And we'll keep building up the business as we go. Okay. All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here. Looking forward to establishing a long-term business relationship with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. But other than that, I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow between 10 and 11 for that client interview, okay?
Okay. Sounds
all right,
good.
Amanda. You're very welcome. You have a great day, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Amanda.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.